Tonight, we discuss the special double eviction episode. Which of the three power couples will survive the night? Will Christy and Tommy remain, or will Mickey and Holly be broken up? How long can Nicole really last in the competition? And will Mickey and Holly's relationship survive? But first, welcome your hosts, Adam and Fatty. Well, hello, everyone. Oh, my God. Welcome to But First. I am Adam, and that is Fatty. And just a warning to everyone.
He's already fucked it up. That's the warning.
No, a warning to everyone. Like, this is my mobile setup. So, first of all, I'm very impressed with myself because I have my professional microphone. It is. I have my professional microphone, so I think I sound okay. I'm basically replicating my studio without the mixer tonight.
Why have you got on a long sleeve shirt?
I wore a button up long sleeve shirt to work today, and I just didn't change after I got in.
Okay.
So I did turn off the air conditioning in my room here at the Staybridge Suites, so I may get really hot and start sweating.
Are they sponsoring us tonight?
Yeah, this episode is sponsored by the Staybridge Suites in Sunnyvale, California. Anyway,
don't you get Marriott points for staying there or something?
No, I don't get any points. It's IHG. It's not Marriott. It's
I'll get points for that.
Right. I do too.
I mean, I think at some
Moose.
So do I.
I think at some point I joined their thing, but I don't think I really have paid attention to that, so I probably have to put my number in or log in or do something like that. I don't know. My company, I booked this through my company. I have no idea. But, yeah, I think at some point
still
I have
get
a...
get the points on your account.
Know, but, oh, well, whatever.
Yeah, thanks to New Orleans, I had a free night on Friday night at a holiday.
Oh, very nice.
So, by the way, I forget how to do this show, but I'm also joined by Moose P. Hello.
Hi, y'all.
And Archer.
Hello.
The infamous.
Hey, Archer could be bothered to join us tonight rather than last Sunday. And my husband wants me to watch TV with him. I can't do that.
Well, wait. Were you even there last Sunday night?
No, I was at the Hara Hotel.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Uh-huh. All right.
So, all right.
No, I wasn't. Where was I?
No, oh, no. I you had a... Had you a, had a
I had some instructions on the Charleston Ballet Theater that evening.
Yes, you did.
Yes. Okay. By the way, Archer, you're on my opening tomorrow.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. I love that.
Or however you do
vulgar.
That.
Hey, tomorrow is the Apple products.
That's why you're on my opening tomorrow.
Perfect, because I'll be watching it live.
That's at 1 p.m. Eastern?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Fatty, I can't believe you still got an iPhone 6.
I do. I keep forgetting.
I mean, I'm having battery problems with my iPhone 10. I mean, geez. So,
time to get a new one.
Right. I need to.
Are you getting an 11, Archer?
Absolutely. I'm going to get the top of the line, the iPhone Pro.
Fat.
No, it's going to be called the Pro.
Well, I know, but you're going to get the fat one, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm not a...
Excuse me, Adam, we're talking about Apple right now, and you have no comments about that.
And I'm going to get the new watch, too.
Well, actually, no.
I just got a 4 a couple months ago.
I do have the 12.9-inch iPad Pro sitting here right beside me that I've had for 2 years because that's what I use for... there are no good Android tablets out there, and that's what I use
Could you repeat that again?
There are no good Android tablets out there.
There are no good Android anything out there.
Well, that's to be debated or debatable, but there are no good Android tablets out there, and I needed something for my music. when I play trumpet. So an iPad Pro 12.9 is the best for that. There are several different application or apps you can get for doing that. And but it also has my soundboard on it. So anything I play for the, you know, for the show is on that.
Archer and, I'm sorry. Archer, is a new iPad going to be introduced tomorrow?
Possibly, but I'm not so sure about that. They will probably do a separate introduction to those in October.
Okay. Because I need a new one. Oh. I'm still using the Air.
Oh, yeah. You need a new one.
I've never had one.
I have found no reason to have them anymore, but I just buy them for the fun of it.
Of course you do.
I do like to read on them.
He's right. Oh.
So.
Well, I really like my Pro, and if I didn't have to do, like on this trip, if I didn't have to do this show, I wouldn't have brought my laptop. But there's no way to do the recording of Skype and myself and all that on the iPad, or at least that I know of. So I have to have a real laptop for that. But other than that, I can do everything else on the iPad and my phone together. So. That's how I'm doing my personal show. All right. Did anyone have a personal story other than the Apple event tomorrow?
I have one. Not I can me. Tell you about.
Okay, go.
Please.
So this morning, our president was tweeting about saying that he didn't have anything to do with the vice president's team choosing his hotel in Ireland last week. And I replied to his tweet by just saying liar. And about 10 minutes later, I got a message from Twitter saying, someone has reported your tweet as, you know, breaking the rules of Twitter. We've done an investigation and we find that your tweet does not break the rules. And the only word I put in there was liar. Of course, I tweeted to Donald Trump to say that. But
you're fake news now, basically.
I guess so. Yeah.
He's going to
No, he was investigated and he came out smelling like a rose.
Well, Donald Trump doesn't care if he was investigated. He's still going to be fake news to Don. So I wonder if
well, this is the last issue, the last edition of But First.
I wonder if I know that most of the tweets come directly from the president, but I wonder if there is a social media manager that also, or if you were blocked by President Trump's Twitter account, was that President Trump? Like, or could there have been like a social media assistant or something that did that?
I bet it's somebody in the administration who does the blocking. But if they had a social media person going through Trump's tweets before he sends them, then there wouldn't be so many misspellings and grammatical errors and all of that kind of thing.
Yeah, probably not. Well, I was going to say something and then my Alzheimer's kicked in and I forgot what it was.
Oh, you got the CRS.
So we were at my parents' house the other night. And so just out of the blue, I do my best not to discuss politics with any of my family, because the older my parents get, the more conservative they get. Like, and they, every time I go over there, they have Fox News on. Oh, it drives me crazy. And then my aunt and like everything. So I just avoid it altogether. Like, I do not like confrontation, as we all know. But we're over there just, you know, having a lovely time. And my stepdad goes, well, did you hear that the lefts, you know, the far left people are now saying that we should go turn to cannibalism to prevent global warming or something like that? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, oh, yeah, those lefties, you know, those, you know, ignorant leftist people or whatever. And I looked up cannibalism, and it was a scientist in Sweden that said cannibalism might be, but it had nothing to do with Democrats or anyone on the left here in the United States. So I sent them a message and I'm like, hey guys, just wanted to let you know, because we had already left. I sent them a message and I said, hey, just want to let you know, I researched that a little bit and that was actually a scientist in Sweden. It had nothing to do with politics, and no one in the US said that from anything that I can find. And then my mom texted me back and she's like, you won. But please don't get on board with late-term abortion or free college. And I'm like, what? I'm like, wait, where did that come from? And how? Why are you looping free college with late term abortion? Like, well, how did those? Like, and I don't understand. This is not a political show, but I don't understand why people, why Republicans do not want free college or free health care. I don't understand it. Why do you want people, poor people, to suffer? Anyway, this
because
is not a political
dumb
show.
Dumb people vote Republican. They want to keep people stupid.
I just don't understand. Because my parents are Christians, but how you can sit there and say people can deserve to not have health care or education blows my mind. Blows my mind. I don't understand. Anyway. That's
well,
it.
Let's talk about Big Brother.
Yeah, oh, is that what we're here for?
Oh,
yes.
My goodness. Well, let's see.
Well, Moose, you're notes. The only one with fucking notes, I'm guessing.
Yes, I've got a few notes here. Last Wednesday was the veto comp night. Jackson told Jessica that she is the target. He was pretty honest about it.
She's an intelligent, you know, what do they call each other? Beast. She's a beast.
Plus size model.
Okay. Right. Jess and Christy were on the block. Holly talked about letting America have a choice in getting to know the house guests. And this kind of blew up. And Jackson, and Nicole were sitting in the HOH room. And apparently it was Friday night. She wanted to do these little live segments where she would interview each person in the house and put it on the live feed so that people would get to know the real person, not what CBS was putting out over the air. And Jackson just kind of blew up at it and said, you know, this is a stupid thing to do on a Friday night. You would never start this kind of thing on Friday. And this, and he just kind of went off on her. And Nicole left the room. And they kind of had some words. Later on the next morning, when Jackson went down to breakfast, he would not even speak to Holly, acknowledge her existence or anything else. He went into the living room later on, and Holly went in there and confronted him in front of several other house guests. Jackson said, we can talk about this upstairs. I don't want to talk about this. And so later on, they went upstairs.
Well, she called him a fucking asshole, didn't she?
Something like that. Yeah. And, anyway, Holly talked to Christy and said, I'm not feeling valued. And Jackson, she's beginning to realize, you know, Jackson is a big old bully. But anyway, when Holly and Jackson went up to the HOH room, they had a discussion and essentially broke up. They, I just don't know what to say here. Jackson blew up saying he did not appreciate her talking to him in front of everybody else like that down in the living room. And
on
Holly just
feed.
Left. Yeah. On the live feeds. And Holly just left the room crying. I mean, so they broke up.
All I can say about him is he probably is anti-late term abortion and free college.
I actually agree with you there.
That's yes, about all. But no, I was so frustrated by this because, first of all, I mean, I don't want to blame the victim here, but I'm like, Holly, why have you not seen this like the whole time that you've been with him? He is always condescending. He always talks over people. He always thinks he's got the best opinion in the room and the best everything else in the room. He's been a bully the entire season to everyone, even when he's not being a bully to Holly. And it's like she's just now realizing that. And then I was so irritated with him because he says whatever he wants to say, and he talks over her, and he does – you know, he'll say anything. He'll talk right over her and be condescending. And the moment that she tries to state her opinion and say, hey, we need to talk about this or whatever, the whole episode, his response was, I'm over this. I don't want to talk about it. I'm done. You know, he wouldn't let her speak and like give her side of things. He would just cut her off and say, no, I don't even want to talk about it. You know?
Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, he definitely could have approached her with the whole topic of what she wanted to do in a different way, because he kind of jumped on her as soon as she told him the idea. And he didn't, I think it was just too abrupt and too rough when the discussion first started.
Well, Adam, you said you didn't like this. I loved it because I've been waiting for the two of them to go at each other.
Get in a fight.
It's just get in a knock down, drag out, pissing match. And I'm glad the two of them are on shaky ground is all I gotta say.
But then again, not victim blaming here or shaming, but she just kind of kowtowed down and was like acting like, oh, well, maybe it was my fault. And, you know, I've been towards the end, like spoiler alert, but they made up. And
yeah, but she also turned on the tears too. That's always.
Right. I'm so fucking tired of the fucking tears.
Me too, because it's like, okay, as soon as she started crying, I'm like, okay, he's gonna buckle under, and you know,
they got back together again, and then they've started fighting again. Also, the spoiler alert.
Well, I mean, anyway, I could not be with Jackson. I mean, he's the most. Even Zingbot called him a douchebag. I mean, but yeah, I didn't like him the first time I saw him. So you know, he set off my radar anyway. But
pretty, and that's it. So.
But
I was blinded by his pretty looks.
See, I didn't like his looks. Later on, they did meet again, and they said, "Well, we have to work together." And they hug, and later on they show them in bed together. So on again, off again, I guess. The video competition, they had, Nicole, Tommy, Cliff, Jess, Jackson, Christy playing in the video comp. The video comp was hide a life preserver somewhere in the house, and the first person, the only person whose life preserver is not found wins the competition. Jackson naturally got...
It's called hide and go veto.
Oh, okay. Yes. Jackson got the first life preserver, and that was Jessica's. Jackson got the second life preserver, and that was Nicole. Jackson also made a real point of just tearing the house apart. Mm-hmm. Tommy got the third, and that was Jackson's. Jessica got the fourth, and that was Christie's. Jackson got the fifth, and that was Cliff. That left Tommy with a veto power. And
I have to say this about Jackson. The fact that he found three of them is very impressive.
It is. I agree.
Very impressive.
He's a competition beast.
That ain't easy. So.
And it was Christy and Jessica on the block at that point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
At the veto meeting, Tommy did take Christy off the block, and Cliff went up in her place. The Thursday episode was a double eviction, and so they got right into the eviction process. Jackson did talk about the three couples and hopes that Tommy and Christy and Nicole and Cliff don't find out about each other, because he's playing them both, and he wants to pit the two couples against each other. But Christy blows up his game and talks to Cliff, saying, "Hey, I know Jackson has an agreement with both you and Nicole and Tommy and me, and you know he's playing everybody." And Cliff agreed with her; he knew it. So anyway, the
walked into the
situation.
So
I didn't hear that.
I think he said then he went into the HOH room and told Mickey and
separate something.
Yeah, you did. I was hoping it wasn't my internet here at this hotel, but mine seems to be okay. But anyway, no, so then Cliff went in and immediately, well, I mean, who knows, but the way they edited it, immediately went in and told Mickey and Holly, "Hey, Christy's stirring up trouble, blah, 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 blah. I just mm-hmm. wanted to touch base with you guys."
Well, you know. I think that was really to save himself. I mean, because he was on the block. So,
yeah.
the vote, Jessica got 4 votes and Cliff got 0. So Jessica left. Then they had the second eviction for the evening. The HOH competition was actually kind of a fun one. It was build a puzzle, then use a hockey stick to knock a ball down across the puzzle and into a small goal. And believe it or not, Nicole won it.
Now, was that Nicole's very first competition she won the whole summer?
I think so.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Now, when I was watching this, I was watching with my friends Jerry and Rick, and I said, you watch, she will finish the puzzle, and then she will not be able to get the ball into the net because that's a physical part of it. She can do the puzzles, but she can't do the rest of it. And sure enough, first time she swung at it, she missed the net. So, and Tommy was right on her heels.
But Nicole and Cliff got together in one of the rooms, and they kind of strategized as far as who to put up on the block. And they came up with Tommy and Christy. And then she met with a big mistake.
Now, can we stop right here? And I just want to ask all of you guys, and you kind of already confirmed my thoughts, but I'll give my thought first. I feel like Cliff and Nicole need to align themselves with Christy, or needed to align themselves with Christy and Tommy, because I feel like they have, especially Cliff, has a better chance to win at the end against either Christy or Tommy than against either Mickey or Holly. So I don't understand why Nicole and Cliff have decided that they need to have this final four with Mickey and Holly. To me, that decision is going to ensure that neither one of those two win at the end.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like Mickey and Holly are the two, either one of those are probably going to be voted to win over either Cliff or Nicole, especially Nicole. So why she put, I mean, I understand they have a final four, but I think it's stupid. I think
it was stupid too. I think that was the biggest mistake that Nicole made. And I think she realized it after the fact. But in terms of how they came up with that, I think there was, the time was so limited because it was a double eviction night. You know, they only have the commercial time to discuss and move on. So I think they weren't really thinking, you know, through it very well and made the wrong choice.
Well, I think that they were thinking we need to do this one more time. We need to get because they needed to get Christy out also, but and rather than piss off Mickey and Holly right now, I mean, eventually they're gonna have to eat each other. But I just think it was a little bit too early in their minds. I agree with y'all, but I think that they thought it was a little too early in their minds. So anyway.
You think they actually thought that? Mm-hmm. That it was too early?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
that's just my, that's just,
well, I'm just, I thinking, mean, because in the long run, with, let's just, you know, look at this. If Nicole is sitting with Mickey at the end, she loses because she's been a horrible game player. She's been floating through the entire time.
Just so pissed off at Mickey that, you know, they don't vote for him. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Now, I have
I think it'll come down to them thinking about who's the better player. And Mickey's been an amazing player.
Now, yes. I have no idea what happened last night. So my comment is totally could be ignorant and negated or proven true. But I guess they could. I guess the thought process could be, okay, we'll go ahead and get rid of that power couple and we'll get rid of Christy, but then Tommy will want to align with us, you know, and then we along with Tommy can work to get out, you know, Mickey and then and then Holly, and then but Tommy won't be part of a couple, so he'll be easier to work with or something. I don't know. I mean, but you could have gone the other way as well. You could have gone after Mickey and then had Holly work with you to get Tommy Christie out. So well, it could have gone either way.
Except that Tommy and Christie were more of a secret couple, and Mickey and Holly were, you know, oh, there goes my humpity bumpity. So,
and I thought it was interesting too that nobody found out the entire time that Christie and Tommy knew each other.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Although Tommy did at some point tell everybody in there after Christie was gone.
Was that in the overnight after dark thing?
I don't know when it happened, but he eventually did tell everybody. He told at least Mickey and Holly. He may not have told Nancy and Cliff.
Nancy and Cliff. Nicole.
Well, okay. Nancy for Alex Lefebvre.
Yes.
So.
Okay, the video comp, ready for that? It's, Nicole nominates Tommy and Christie. In the video comp, everybody competed, and it was a mental comp where they watched a video and guessed which movie, based on the movie posters shown,
the second one.
This is what the bleep.
Oh, okay. I'm getting confused here.
Yeah, this is what the bleep.
It's when they showed
stood up and gave their farewell speeches, and they bleeped out a phrase or a couple of words, and then they had to true or false.
Right. Anyway, Cliff won that one. I think he got every one of them.
He did.
And he left the nominations the same. And the vote was Tommy 0, Christie 3. Uh-huh. So, let's see. Then Sunday night, recap of the drama from Thursday night, the eviction night, where Nicole is in the diary room, total disbelief over the HOH when they show her get her little gifts in the, I guess that's a storeroom.
Yeah, the storage room.
Yeah, where she gets Lucky Charms with unicorns in them and unicorn slippers and all these photos from home. And she is so appreciative. I mean, it really made her day. And she was total disbelief, I think, over winning the HOH. Mm-hmm.
We all were.
Yeah, I was shocked.
Yeah. When Cliff won the veto, he told Tommy that he was going to keep the nominations the same. And Nicole told Tommy that he was going to be safe. So really, Tommy knew that Christie was going home. And poor Tommy is just feeling so all alone, is moping through the house. I mean, he's really pathetic. And let's see. The HOH competition, Swaggy and Bailey came back.
Yeah.
I was not ready to see them come back. Here's where we get the three movie posters.
Right.
And they talk about, I want to see this movie with three stars versus a movie that doesn't have any stars, or I want to see an action film. And anyway, you had to pick the movie poster that the most people would want to watch.
Based on the clues.
First to ring in with the correct answer won a point. Naturally, Jackson won this. So,
spoiler alert, Adam.
Sorry about that, Adam. Jackson won HOH.
Well, I knew I was going to get spoilers, so.
Jackson, they showed his HOH room. Nicole, and he had 8 watermelons piled up in his room.
Again. I mean,
the man is obsessed.
He loves the watermelons.
Yeah. Nicole second-guessed herself sending.
Can you show us around your Staybridge Suites room and see if there are any melons in there?
I have got everything set just so. I can't.
The difference is Mickey eats the watermelons.
Ah. Oh,
hey, I didn't waste anything. I ate it. I ate it. I ate it at the end.
I ate it.
Nicole was second guessing whether or not she should have sent Jackson home. And I think everybody here thinks she should have sent Jackson home.
Yeah, because she had time to think.
Yeah. And then at the end of the show, Tommy and Cliff are now on the block. So, end of my notes.
And Holly and Jackson are fighting again.
But so. That was not on the show.
Oh, it wasn't? Okay.
Not on the Sunday show.
Spoiler alert. So.
When Moose mentioned that Tommy was moping around the house, I think they did a really good editing job of showing him being so alone.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Yep.
So. Well, I watched a little bit of live feeds last week. After I went to bed, I just kind of put them on my phone and was watching them. And they were doing some kind of, and it didn't make it on the show as far as I could tell, but they were doing some kind of thing where, and maybe that was the whole interview thing that Holly was talking about, but they basically were walking around and recreating their intro video, like the Big Brother intro video. So they, each of them were doing the whole thing where they pose, they walk out and they pose, and then someone, and I don't know why they were doing that. Like, I guess just to kill time. But the thing that I found the most interesting is they kept saying, be careful or we're going to get another card. And I have no idea. I've never heard that and I don't know what it is, but Mickey and a lot of them were saying, the producers are going to give us another card. We've already got like 20 cards or something. So apparently there's some kind of penalties they can get. But I don't know. I want to do some more research and see what this is.
It probably cuts into their stipend or whatever.
Well, I don't know. But anyway, he said, and I don't know why they would be getting in trouble for trying to recreate the intro either. So I'm not really sure what they were doing.
Shows other people what they did to get on the show, and then they can. It's not original.
Well, I don't know. They were literally recreating like the whole scene where they get their key. Like they're out. He's out shooting a duck, and he finds his key. Or you know, Holly is leading a horse, and then she finds a key, and. Like all that kind of stuff. I don't know why that. But anyway, I found that interesting. I don't know why that would be against the rules. And also, I've never heard the concept of them getting cards, air quotes.
So I've never heard that either. But
I don't know what that's about.
We're not allowed to talk about production.
So they were doing that. And Holly and Mickey were a little snippy at each other during that as well.
Speaking of production, has anybody read a little bit on the internet about some controversy about the teams being picked back in like February and March or the house guests being picked back then? I saw one article on it and I don't know how much stock to put in it, but apparently there's a little controversy over that apparently people are realizing, hey, these people know way in advance are going to be on the show.
Well, I think you have. I think you have to know a little bit more than like a week in advance that you're going to be on the show.
Yeah, to plan with your job to be away for three months.
Job and you know if you live alone and all this kind of stuff, you've got to make plans for bills and all that kind of shit. So that wouldn't surprise me. February would surprise me, but I think that it wouldn't surprise me if they found out like in April, you know, April or early May, and give them 2 months to kind of work things out. February seems like a long time.
That does seem like pretty far in advance.
So, well, would anyone like to hear some spoilers?
Oh, yeah. Wait, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so if you notice, see if anybody has noticed Cliff in the diary room, and he does this thing where he pulls his shoulders in and he does his hands like this, and he's constantly talking like this. It's driving me crazy.
Well, I've always said that you've got to have your hands up by your face when you're talking the diary room, and Tommy goes, "Oh my God, yeah, oh my God!"
He does that a lot.
Oh my God. that and slaps the side of his face, and you know. But Cliff always talks with his hands.
Drives me crazy, though.
That's like, yes.
Well, Tommy's overdramatic thing is driving me nuts. I mean, he just gets so excited over nothing. So,
well, I'm just glad that Christy's gone and the crying can stop.
Oh, but it hasn't, because
Tommy's crying.
Tommy's crying now too. So, but he's not as bad as the waterworks. I can't wait to see when Christy comes to the jury house, because you know that's probably going to be on the Wednesday night show. So,
you know, they haven't shown very much from the jury house.
No, it's time for them to show Jessica and Christy showing up, and I think that'll be on the Wednesday night show. Now, we do already know, and this isn't a spoiler, but Wednesday night the veto competition is BB Comics.
Oh, that's right. They announced that ahead of time. Yeah.
Before you give your spoilers, I was just updating. So the website hasn't been updated yet, but I was updating the spreadsheet for the contest. And Archer, I'm sorry you didn't participate in this because you couldn't be bothered. Sorry. But I will say, for the first time ever, Big Fatty is still in the lead at this point with 115 points. Followed by Chris, who has 95 points.
He couldn't be bothered to be here tonight either, by the way.
Followed by Moose, who has 60 points. And then followed by Faye, who has 55. And then Alex, who has 50. And then down at the very bottom is myself at 45
points. Where he should be.
Because I'm frozen.
At 45 points and no contestants in the game still.
Right. I have no contestants in the game. And also now Alex has no contestants left in the game.
I think I've just got Cliff.
So Moose has... So I'll go through this. Fatty, you have Nicole and Holly still left. I have nobody. Yeah. Moose has Cliff. Alex has nobody. Chris has Tommy... And that's it. And then Faye has Holly. And that's it.
Okay.
So
Alex didn't choose Tommy?
No, Alex chose Christy. Chris chose Tommy. But I think it was because maybe Chris went before Alex. And remember our first choice had to be unique.
Oh, right. Yeah. And then we had to choose from who was left.
From who
was left. All right. All right, so are you ready for spoilers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You want to listen, Adam?
I mean, I feel like I've already gotten spoilers because I hadn't watched last night's episode yet either. So sure, go right ahead.
Okay. Well, BB Comics, Nicole wins.
No way!
Wow.
And Nicole takes Cliff off the block, and Holly is on the block on Mickey's HOH.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wow.
And Holly and Cliff are planning to evict. No, Nicole and Cliff are planning to evict Holly. And see, Mickey can't play in the HOH, the upcoming HOH, because he's the outgoing HOH. I think now that may not be true because we're so late in the game. He may be able to play in this next one, but just when you think it's all determined and it's getting boring, it's going to be a good episode come Thursday night.
Well, I tell you what,
because it has been boring lately. But
I tell you what, I am going to be so pissed if they change their mind and decide to keep Holly, because again, that will be another stupid mistake. Mm-hmm. They need to keep Tommy and get rid of Mickey and Holly is what they need to do. So if they don't do that, they're ignorant.
Right. So I think it'll be obvious that if Mickey gets to play and wins HOH, then it's going to be a little more boring. But if any of the other three win it, if it's a puzzle kind of thing that he's not good at, and somebody else wins it, then bye-bye, Mickey.
Yeah, I'm glad. I hope that happens.
So at least either Nancy or Cliff will be in the final three.
Let's hope it's Cliff. I need the points.
So
when is a cheesecake episode?
It'll be coming up
real soon.
It'll probably be, well, let's see, I think the final episode is the 25th.
Yes. Episode 40.
Okay. And the cheesecake episode would be the Sunday before that, so that's the 22nd.
Okay. That's the one I usually skip.
Yeah. But anyway, and when are we getting together for Survivors First? No, Survivors.
Survivors First. Ready. I don't know. When does Survivor start?
This Wednesday. 25th.
No, not this Wednesday.
Oh, no. Yeah, next Wednesday.
Or no.
The 25th. Sorry.
Right.
Well, we always just transition into the next show. Are we going to have an overlap? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they're both happening the same night. So, anyway.
Well, we'll have to figure that out. The producers will have to get together and figure out.
You are not allowed to talk about production. You're going to get a card.
All right, well, this is a little bit of a shorter episode tonight, but I'm going to go ahead and wind it down here. So, Fatty, where can you be reached?
Well, I can be reached here at the villa, cleaning up Hurricane Dolores. No, Darlene.
DeLorean.
mess. I did that this afternoon. Y'all, I got so hot. Ugh, it was awful. Anyway.
All right, and I don't know if you said it, BigFattyOnline.com. Archer, where can you be reached?
Archer.com, A-R-C-H-E-R-R.
And are you still doing those Oreo videos?
No, I have been banned from YouTube.
That's right, you were demonetized. All right.
And terminated.
Oh, wow. Oh, and
really?
Yes, all four of my channels.
Oh.
And Moose, where can you be reached?
Just find me at a gym near you.
At a gym near you. All right. All right. Well, I can be reached at geekygay.com, and we can be reached at buttfirstpodcast.com. You can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. And from outside the Big Brother house, I am Adam Burns Moonves. Let's listen in on the house guests. Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Nice show. Can they still hear us?
Yes.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.